We'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1, or maybe you tuned us in on the computer or on your phone. However you found us, we don't care. We appreciate you tuning in. We are broadcasting from Amory, Wisconsin, and this is a brand new show, and we are live. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt. Our show features a guest, and tonight we are excited to welcome John Turkelson from Woodville, Wisconsin. And we're looking forward to sharing some music and stories with John, so sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. So let's get started, yeah. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in, we are doing our live show. We've got a guest, John Turkelson, with us tonight, and we're excited about that. But I'm going to say hello to Eddie. You've been traveling this week, Eddie.
Just started traveling, and for the first time since all this stuff happened.
Sure,
and so I've been in 5 airports since Monday, and didn't know if I was going to get home last night, but I was telling Bob there's quite a story in Chicago or between Detroit and Chicago last night.
Sure. Yeah.
But we made her and we're here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Yes, I got your text today that you're back and in town, so glad to hear that. But we had some fun last month. We had Greg Lane with us here.
Yep.
That was a longtime friend of ours from the Rex Cactus Band, and that was a lot of fun.
Yep. Yeah. First time having a real 5-string banjo.
Yeah.
We had Kenny's banjitar in here, too.
Sure. And Greg has been a faithful listener, so if you're out there, Greg, thank you again for being here with us. And Eddie, we got a wedding dance coming up Saturday night over in Boyceville. When's the last time we played in Boyceville?
I don't think I can remember the last time playing in Boyceville.
We played for one of their celebrations, or maybe a couple times several years ago, right downtown. Yeah. But this is out, it's a private wedding party. Some folks north of town, they have a brand new pole shed, and they're going to have all the doors open, and we're gonna have some fun there.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a chance to play with Reelin Grove Shady and Sam Boatman this week in town. Gave McDefeatia. We played for Uncle Bob at the Memory Care.
Okay.
Right outside, and that was lots of fun. So, yes. Our guest tonight, did you hear me say who our guest is?
Yes, I did.
It is John Turkelson. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mike, I want to thank you for the invite, and I'm so honored to be here.
Well, great.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm as nervous as a cow being milked by a pair of cold pliers. Now that's nervous.
Well, that's nervous. Yeah. Well, do we ever get over being nervous, John? I don't know if we ever.
No, I don't know. They say if you do, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
so I guess we're fine.
Well, we're just so glad you're here, and thank you for being here. But you go back probably 60 years of playing music, I'm sure.
It's a little bit more than that.
Okay, tell us when you got started.
Well, can I tell you how it really started?
Sure.
It was in the 40s, and my folks, we went to a Sunset Valley Barn Dance show in Hammond at the hall, and I remember standing in line waiting to get in there. I suppose I was 11-ish, 12-ish,
sure.
I don't know. But I seen them guys up on that stage, and I thought, hey, I would like to do that.
Mm.
Cowboy boots, western shirt, and play a guitar, you know, and that's kind of what I kind of wanted to do that.
Sure.
Well, then I learned about 3 chords, and blood was dripping out of the ends of my fingers, and I thought, well, I'm ready to go, and it hasn't gotten much farther than that. But anyway, there was three of us started playing a little joint between Hersey and Wilson, actually, along the highway.
Sure.
Three of us on a Friday night, and that was in 1952.
Hmm.
Wow. So that was kind of the start of it.
It was a group called the Short Brothers?
No, I don't think we even had a name.
Okay. Yeah. I know when I played with you, I think it was at least one summer I played with you a lot. I think we were in between John and Dave and Trigger Happy, and we had a pretty busy summer, but it was the Short Brothers.
Yes.
Time.
It's been the Short Brothers since the early 60s.
Sure. Yep. So, well, interesting. And you went to school where?
Well, I went to grade school out in the country. It was called Denver School.
Which is located where? Outside of?
It was on Double End, just a mile and a half south.
Oh, I know.
Wait a minute. 2.5 miles south of... A mile and a half south of 12.
Okay, sure.
I'm lost.
Would it be the Woodville district then? That you went to high school?
I went to high school in Woodville. Yes.
Okay, yep. Sure. Yes. Well, we're going to come back. We got lots of questions and stories, but we want to make you sing first here, John.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes. So you got a little...
Well, let's do this Ernest Tubb number, okay. Walking the Floor Over You.
All right. Eddie can kick her off for you.
Okay. You left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You broke in your promise and you left me here alone. Don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, now that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying that the heartbreak right into walking the floor over you. Now, darling, you know I love you well. I love you more than I can ever tell. I thought that you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went away and left me here with trouble on my mind. Walking the floor over you. I can't sleep awake, now that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying that my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Little turn around there, Eddie. Someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on a walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you, I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying that my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. I'm walking the floor over you.
Oh, very nice. Good job there, John. That's fun to hear you do that.
Thank you.
We used to hear you sing that at Setnamaya with us. We'd get you up and make you sing that with us years ago.
Right. Those were the good days.
Yes. If you're just tuning in, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and our guest tonight is John Turkelson from the Woodville area. And John, you said you started playing back in 1952 between Hersey and in Woodville, right?
And Wilson.
Or Wilson, yes. Okay.
Can't forget Wilson.
No. But and when you said you purchased a guitar, and who taught you how to play the guitar?
Well, I got a book from a friend of mine that showed the fingering, and
sure.
That's how I got started.
Taught yourself, kind of.
Yep.
And,
yep.
and started singing.
But I kind of hate to say that I've been at it that long because people say, well, why isn't he any better than he is?
Well, I think you're still very, very good. But yeah, that's pretty. Now, did you grow up on a farm?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep.
Dairy farm, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. And that must have been out on that area of Double.
Well, it was just about 2 miles east of Woodville.
Okay.
Now it's called 60th Avenue.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. And back in them days, it was just a town road, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
And as you kept whatever building your band, you became the Short Brothers later on.
Yep. That name kind of stayed with us.
Yeah. And the places you played at were where?
Oh, my. Oh, my. Everywhere. This is only an hour show, Mike.
We don't have to list all of them, but.
Pretty much the surrounding areas. A lot of times I'll think of towns and we played in it. You
sure.
Know, all of them. Amory's.
Yeah.
New Richmond, Hudson, Roberts, Hammond, Baldwin, Woodville, Spring Valley, Elmwood, you know,
sure.
It's just Ellsworth, not too much, but we did make and Red Wing. We played in Red Wing.
Oh, okay.
Played in St. Paul.
And you had a steel guitar player with you years ago, didn't you?
We had actually two steel guitar players. Mm. One from Boysville, Bob Stalker, and Robert Parent. He's out in Wyoming now. He played with us.
I think we were just playing this recording that Mike and I didn't realize we had both done with Rita Lee?
Rita Lee, yeah.
And there was this steel player on there, and boy, was he a dandy. And I think that was Robert Parent.
Yep.
I think you're right.
And I think at the time he was living down around Menominee or something.
Well, he was actually, he lived with his grandpa in Boysville for quite a while. And
oh.
Then his dad kept after him to get a real job. And that kind of took him into the Twin City area.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, interesting. Let's have you sing another song. We're going to come back and do some more talking.
So which one do we want to do now?
You do what you're comfortable with.
Okay. This is a song that a lot of musicians that I've been with have never heard it. And it's called, I Guess My Eyes Were Bigger Than My Heart. And actually, it could be a true story, which is sad.
Yeah.
But anyway. I saw her and told myself she was my dream come true. Let my eyes deceive me from the start. They told me I wanted her more than I wanted you. I guess my eyes were bigger than my heart. Wasn't I the foolish one? Lord above, what have I done? For her love I tore my world apart. Now she's here, but it's no good. I don't care the way I should. I guess my eyes were bigger than my heart. Eddie? Think that I could love her true. Now she stands out in the cold, my heart won't let her in. There was only room enough for you. Wasn't I the foolish one? Lord above, what have I done? For her love I tore my world apart. Now she's here, but it's no good. I don't care the way I should. I guess my eyes were bigger than my heart. I guess my eyes were bigger than my heart.
Oh, once again, that's John Turkelson with the WPCA Radio 93.1. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. Very nice song, John. I never heard that before.
It's so old, Mike, you can't get parts for it
anymore. I believe that. Eddie, you thought you might have heard it.
Yeah, I think I have heard between the old, like, Willie's Roadhouse and where they play some of the neater old classics, but that's a dandy. You do. I hope I'm around to try to do half a good as job as you do at your age, John. Yes. You do great.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, we got to get the age in there. That's no, I actually feel blessed, you guys.
You look terrific, you know. Full head of hair. Yeah, still taller than everybody else.
I feel good. I'm getting slower than I used to be, though.
Yeah.
Like the song says, I ain't as good as I once was. But I was as good once as I ever was.
Yep. Now we're talking off the air. This COVID-19 pandemic has certainly got everybody, you know, on edge. But I have a friend out in Arizona, Nick and Diane. He's been sending me some humorous little things, just trying to tie things together with, trying to find some humor in it. But he was telling me that he went to the shopping with his wife, Diane, and they were both wearing masks in the store. When they returned back to their car, they removed their mask and realized that he had somebody else's wife with him. So, so these masks are a good idea, but you can... Anyhow, he's got some other good stuff. I can't tell all of it, Nick. There's some things that aren't appropriate for radio, but I got a couple other ones we're going to share here, too. But Eddie, did you want to play? You were doing a little something on your guitar or your steel, or what do you want
to... John asked us if we did a song by Buck Owens, and I think we sure would like to try that for him.
Sure.
Okay. I think if we get time yet, too, I think we've got Harold and May out in the parking lot listening to us tonight.
Okay.
At least he sure planned on doing it. So.
Sure.
Here's one called Buckaroo.
Singer. I just heard a story about Buck Owens listening to Dallas Wayne on on Willie's.
Yeah.
And this was interesting. I never heard this before, but they said that Buck Owens figured out when his records were pressed, he wanted the needle to go in a little bit deeper in the plastic because it made his music slightly louder for the jukeboxes. So when his songs would come on in the bar, they were a little bit louder than everybody else's song. That was something that Buck Owens had figured out. And Dallas Wayne was telling it. I thought, that's interesting. But Buck Owens, he was a smart man. Great businessman. And
like you say, the way he was such a good guitar player, but then when he gets Don Rich playing with him, playing fiddle and guitar.
Well, then Don Rich ended up singing all the harmony. Before that, Buck would sing his own harmony in the studio.
Oh.
And I heard Buck saying, listening to old records, he couldn't tell if it was him or if it was Don. Don was that good with what he was doing there. But anyhow, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We got John Torkelson here with us. And John, you played for our wedding back in 1975.
Oh, I suppose that could be.
You played for a lot of them.
Yep.
And you played for Bob and Kay Hubdy's wedding. I think that was in either 83 or 4. It was shortly after we formed Trigger Happy.
Because I think, Bob and Kay and us, we had kids the same time and got married close to the same time, too.
So
we got married in 84, I think they might have been before us.
Okay.
So,
it was October of maybe 83 then. But anyhow, so we have a long history with you, John.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Way back in the days.
Good memories.
Yes. Woodville, Setnamaya. We would play, the John and Dave group would play on Thursday, and I think the County Line Boys, which was Bob Hovde, would play on Friday, and then you played on Saturday, Short Brothers. And some of the guys that were in your group towards the end, when I played with you, was Dennis Werner, and there was a Mark, somebody who was playing drums there for a while, I can't think of his last name.
I know who you are.
Yeah, but I can't think of his last name.
Mark Rohr, but he used to be managing in the lumberyard.
That's the guy. And then Dwayne Werner played with you too for quite a while.
Yes,
yeah. So, and Jerome Jacobs used to follow you and us and everybody.
Oh, yes.
So lots of fun times out there, yes. Do you want to sing one, Eddie, or do you want me to?
You're going to sing one.
I'll better sing.
How about you sing a little song there, Mr. Murtha?
I try to make everybody else do the work, and I take all the credit, right?
That's right.
Well, I'm going to do a song here by Willie Nelson. It's a song called Me and Paul. And I just stumbled across something. I should have known this. I'm sure Bob's aunt knew it. But Paul English, who was the drummer for Willie for many, many, many years, he died in February of this winter. And I did some research on him. He died of pneumonia, age 87, but he was known as the Enforcer, and he would carry a 22 pistol in his boot. Very flamboyant, devilish style, born in 1932 in Vernon, Texas, and he joined Willie's band in 1966, and he was Willie's bodyguard. He took care of Willie. Yeah, they were pretty close, but they had a hit song with it. It was about their travels. It's called Me and Paul. So, key of D there, John, if you want to.
Okay. It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've sinned the same about them all. Where we've seemed our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo for a reason that I'd rather not disclose. If you're staying in a motel there and leave, don't leave nothing in your clothes. At an airport in Milwaukee, they refuse to let us board the plane at all. They said we look suspicious, but I think they like to pick on me and Paul. Thank you.
At a Packy show in Buffalo with us, Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long, we're just sitting there. We came here to play, not for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on at all. But I don't think that they missed us. I guess the buffalo ain't geared for me at all. It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Well, there we go, WPCA Radio 93.1.
We finally got her stopped. And if you're in D, if you get lost, always go to D. That's what your brother John says.
Yes. Yep. And stay there until somebody right. shows up.
Oh, somebody will be
it's
there.
It's kind of like hunting, John, yeah. Yep, so anyhow, again, we're talking with John Turkelson. Some of the other memories, John, playing, can you share something, anything special that sticks out to you? I know you play at your church. You've been doing that for quite a few years.
I was very honored, and this happened not that many years ago. I was asked to sing at a funeral up at West Salem, at Lutheran Church, between Ambry and Osceola. I had no idea what was going on. They just said, we want somebody with a guitar, you know, sings. And apparently they had somebody lined up that couldn't make it. So I went on up, and I was requested to sing two songs. I think, I know one was I'll Stroll Across Heaven with You, Alan Jackson. And the other, I believe, was, it just don't come to me. But anyway, I did the first song and sat down. Pastor got up and done his message, and all he could talk about was the Sunset Valley Barn Dance.
Oh, really?
And I thought, wait a minute, what's going on here? Well, this person that had passed away was a member of, they called themselves the Michael Sisters, and they sang on that show for 13 years,
oh,
I think.
Nice.
And I thought, oh, my. I was honored, and then I got up and I said, well, I said, it's a good thing I didn't know that before. I said, I really would have been nervous. So then I told them the story about the Sunset Valley Barn Dance show at Hammond, and that's how I kind of got into
you.
It.
Sure.
And I don't want to boast or nothing, but the family was so connected with me that I sang at three other.
Really?
Yep.
That's very nice.
And
that's...
and I was impressed.
Well, it's, as Eddie and I know, very singing in a church where there's nobody's dancing, nobody's,
no.
they're all just sitting there. It's pretty intimidating.
But, you know, I found out one thing, Mike, you know, three-chord country all them years, and we started doing some gospel stuff back in the 80s or 90s, I think. And I found out there's minor chords. And so I had to learn a few.
You had to learn,
minor chords.
Well, sometimes you don't need those, right?
No.
You want to sing a song there, John?
I guess I can.
You want to try that Willie Nelson song we talked about? That, well, hello there.
Oh.
It's up to you, do what you want. I shouldn't be telling you what to, but that's one of my favorites that you sing.
Well, let's try that. Okay. Why not? Why not? Why not? Well, hello there. Why, it's been a long, long time. Well, how am I doing? Well, I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, but it seems like it was just the other day. Well, ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? Well, I hope that he's doing fine. I know you told him you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like it was only yesterday. Well, ain't it funny how time slips away? Oh, let's listen to that steel guitar now. Guess I'll be seeing you around. I don't know when though. I never know when I'll be back in town. Just remember what I told you. In time, you're gonna pay. Well, ain't it funny how time slips away? Well, ain't it surprising how time just slips away?
Oh, very nice, John.
Thank you.
That's very nice. Yeah, never get tired of that song. That's
no,
a,
no,
pretty song.
It's a good song. It's
yes.
a good song.
Eddie, do you have something you wanted to
say?
Say or that poem?
Well, I was
you
telling
to
Bob. Bob was getting such a kick out of the. I got to tell you about trying to get home last night. I was sitting in Detroit up there, you know, and sitting in the plane. An hour and a half late. They had the maintenance guy there, and they were trying to replace a panel on the plane, and finally. It finally got done, so we finally got out of there an hour and a half late. Mm. Get to Chicago, miss my connecting flight, run just as hard as I could across that. Good thing my heart's nice and cleaned out.
Yeah. Right?
So I get there, flight's gone. And the guy says, well, there's another flight that a different airline's got going maybe in 45 minutes. You might be able to catch that. So I went down. The gal finally helped me get a ticket. I get on that plane. They're waiting for maintenance.
Mm.
The big hallway rack that hooks up to the plane, they couldn't get it to move. There was a guy down there with one of them carts with the cars where they pull all the suitcases. They hooked onto it with a tow rope, and they're trying to pull it away from the plane. And it's raining, pouring, and the guy's down there, and I said, it's me. It's got to be me. So after about 40 minutes watching this guy out in the rain trying to pull that flight gate away for the thing, and he got it away, and so we got home. But it was quite a thing, and just glad to get home. And
did you have to work today?
I had almost 40 hours in 3 days, so
yeah,
I
good
told
for
my
you.
Boss that I was pretty much covered for the week. So
I was hoping, yes. Again, this is WPCA Radio. If you're just tuning in, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We've been here doing this for almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in September that we started doing this. Eddie, and we've had so many great guests. We were talking with John Turkelson here, and we mentioned some of the guests that we have. But one I mentioned to him was Mike Blue from the Dweebs was with us. And you met Mike Blue at your church. Mike had to sing for a funeral, and you said you had the nicest visit with him. Oh,
yeah, what a great guy. I was so impressed with him.
He's been so good to us. We did a lot of recording at his place, and even some of our church recordings. He said, if it's for the church, I'm not charging you. You know, and then the money that we produced from the records or the CDs went right to the church, and that's the kind of guy he is. But I'm glad you got to meet him as well. But And you do a lot of work at your church besides music. I mean,
Of course, I was custodian for 13 years.
Okay.
Before that, I kind of helped put in our sound system, and then after that, I don't know, I just kind of become a nuisance, I guess. I'm down there quite a bit. And we're having a big rummage sale right now, so... That went quite well.
Well, good. That's good.
And a lot of people wore masks, so I was kind of impressed.
You know what?
Kind of taking this serious.
That's
good.
I do too, and there's a place for that. Not always, but there's a place for
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so, Eddie, do you want to sing a song? You got something
sure,
else?
I got one we can sing here.
Or whatever you want to do.
Another, as long as we're doing Buck Owens tonight, here's one called Together Again. Do it and see.
Okay.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand. And nothing else matters. Now we're together again. The gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms, right where you belong. The love that I knew is living again, and nothing else matters. We're together again, and nothing else matters. So we're together again.
Oh, that's Eddie Schmidt doing a Buck Owens song. I think it was Ralph Mooney that played that steel part on the original song of that, Together Again. Is that right? I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was him or Tom Brumley, that guy that he had playing steel with him. He's one of my favorite steel players.
Yeah. John, we're talking to John Turkelson. That summer I played with you, I think we played every Legion in the area. Baldwin Legion.
Right.
Glenwood Legion.
Glenwood City. Yep.
Wilson Legion. We did. Woodville Legion. And we used to play the Coachman, too, for some wedding dances.
Okay, yes.
So we hit them all in that area. You were a milk hauler back in those days, right?
Yeah.
Was that 7 days a week for you or not?
It was 7 days a week for a while until they got a relief driver. But I was younger then, but, you know.
Was that cans?
You played till, no, this was bulk.
Oh, it was bulk.
At the later. You play till 1 o'clock, you pack up, you go and you can't just go home, you got to have eggs and coffee or whatever. So there were some short nights.
Oh, yes.
and some nights there wasn't any bed rest at all. You'd just get home, change clothes, and go get in the truck, and away you'd go. But like I said, I was younger then.
Well, we were younger, and I this is something else came from Nick out in Arizona, that talking about age. He said, I find these days that most of my conversations start with, did I tell you this already?
Yeah.
Or, What was I going to say? So that's a sign of age.
Yep.
That's how our conversations start. We're going to say hello to a few folks out there. I'm going to start here with my list. And John, if you got some folks too, keep that in mind. But I'm going to say hello to my wife, Debbie, and Nick and Diane out in Arizona. Jim Bjorkman in Sunburst, Montana. His sister, Ruth, is in Houston, Texas. Scott Nash, Gary McIntyre, Edna Bjorkman. I talked to her today. Rodney Sather. Rodney, if you're listening, I lost your phone number. Can you give me a call? We'll get hooked up here again. Renee Butler, Shirley Halliburton, Uncle Bob, Paul Hendricks, Putz, and Dan Walls out there listening too. So a few others, but thank you to all those that are listening. Eddie?
Say hi to my wife, Joanne. Our neighbors, Al and Ann, always listen. Tad Late and his wife, Darlene and the boys. Jim Bjorkman, or if you already said that. Brian Jevning listens from work all the time. The Cactus Cousins and the Hunyuk boys. Greg Wheeler, he sure has been listening a lot. And all them barn boys, sometimes are listening. Tom Kramer, a good friend of mine, a steel player. And the Cribbage boys and our neighbors, the Seawells. And that's about all I got right now, well, John. Good.
Yeah, well, I'll have to say hello to my daughter. She said she was going to tune in. Julie is just not too far away from here. And Bob and Denny, if you're out there, and Dave, I hope you got figured out so that you could pick us up down there in Woodville. Other than that, that's about...
Well, good. Hopefully you will.
Whoever, Bob.
There's a few out there. Sure. So, you ready to sing again?
Sure.
Let's.
As long as we're in town.
Yes.
Let's do this old. There's another old timer. This goes back to the 50s for me, and there was a guy in Woodville that used to do some recording on the old platters, and I was in there and I'd done this song, and he laughed from the first all the way through it. And I thought, I didn't think the song was quite that funny, but anyway. Anyway, it's called Smoking Cigarettes and Drinking Coffee Blues.
That's a good song, yes.
And it makes me think of my mail calling days.
I bet.
With a snowplow, or not a snowplow, whatever. But anyway, you were out on these roads, and that was about your menu for the day, was cigarettes and coffee. Not real nourishing, but it kind of kept us going. Yeah. Okay. I guess I'll take a walk tonight. I know that I can't sleep, and I won't go to bed at all. I just lay there and weep. Instead, I'll make a favorite spot. That's what I think I'll do. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blues. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. I take the next bus out of town, but I got to be near you. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blues. Oh, let's hear that steel. Sitting at the table where I call my baby's name, wondering where our love went wrong, wondering who's to blame. Listening while the jukebox plays the song that made me blue. Another cup of coffee and a cigarette or two. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long, wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. There's a lot of other people know the misery I go through. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue. I got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue.
Very nice, John. That's John Turkelson from Woodville, Wisconsin. This is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio 93.1. Trying to figure out, I think it was Marty Robbins did that song. Maybe Bob Zonk could help us on that.
I think it was.
You think it was? I think it was too, yeah, Marty Robbins. Probably was done by others, yeah, but that's the version be. I think I have heard. Yeah, you want to do that song? Is Harold at Wolf?
Oh, it's a Hank Williams song called There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight.
Yeah.
It's an instrumental.
Sure.
Harold used to really like this. I know Kenny Nelson, when I play with Darlene and the boys, Kenny sure enjoys doing it. So
this is an instrumental, so I don't sing on this.
That's
one,
right. Don't be singing.
Okay. We used to sing a lot of instrumentals, but
yeah.
Not anymore. Schmidt playing the steel guitar. We're starting to wind down just a little bit here. We got a little time, but John, couple things I just want to ask you. Do you have a favorite song? I've said 50 of them, but is there something that sticks out in your mind that?
You know, not really.
No. Yeah.
It probably used to be, but no, I don't know. I like them all.
Yeah.
The old classic country.
Favorite singer? Was there any particular... What were some of the singers that inspired you?
Way, way back. Oh, yeah. Well, Ernest Tubb, Carl Smith, Marty Robbins, all them old-timers, Hank Snow, and Buck Owens, of course, Merle Haggard in the later years. And I think I kind of lean really towards Merle.
Yeah,
right now.
Sure.
And the guy that's Mel Tillis.
The stuttering.
Mel Tillis.
Oh, he had some great songs.
Yep, yeah. I had the honor of meeting him and shook hands with Buck Owens and had coffee sitting across from Ernest Tubb.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Up at Le Bon's truck stop okay. one time.
Yeah. Did you ever do any recording?
Well, I did. A friend of mine, we did a CD back in 2007.
Oh, okay.
And otherwise, and it's considered, or what the title was, It's About Time. Because everybody's been after me for years. You know, have you got any tapes or anything? And I said, well, no, but I'm thinking about it. So I thought that's...
Oh, and you went to high school in Woodville. Did you play in a high school band?
Oh, yes. 5 years. I'll tell you how that happened. Our country school was closed when I was getting into the eighth grade. Mm. So I had eighth grade in Woodville and 4 years of high school, played a tuba.
Oh.
Never read a note of music. Our first band teacher kind of, you know, you had three bells and they kind of wrote the fingering down. So you kind of memorized that, and then it was basically by sound.
Just playing by sound, yeah.
Yep.
Playing by, yeah. So, yeah, that's
okay.
That was my instrument, and I still play it.
Yes.
We bring it in here, and whatever, they can hear me two blocks away.
But yeah.
We get going here.
John, I remember you telling me that story that one time we were playing at one of the nursing homes, and I did that Nat Stuckey song, that sweet thing. And
yep.
You said that you saw him down in Ellsworth or some...
No, Spring Valley.
Spring Valley.
Yeah, he was actually...
when he was big, and you said there was hardly anybody there?
Hardly anybody there, yeah. It was a shame. Yep. Apparently his name wasn't quite big enough or something. But,
yeah. Well, that Spring Valley, that's a hard place to draw down there.
Oh, boy, yeah. Yep.
We got time for you got a short song we can do? Or if we have to... Maybe, yeah, I guess.
Sure.
What do you think? Should we, if you have to fade us out and kick us out of here, that's fine. We'll, you got something you want to do there, John?
Well, let's do this. This is quite short. This okay. is short. It's in the key of G.
All right.
This was on that CD, I mean.
Okay.
Storms never last, do they, honey? Bad times just pass with the wind. Your hand in mine stilled the thunder. You make the sun want to shine. I followed you down so many roads, honey. I picked wildflowers, sang you soft, sad songs, and every road we travel on, God knows we search for the truth. And the storms brewing now won't be the last.
Yes, we had to cut that one just a little bit short. We're running out of time. This is Trigger Happy Memories. And don't forget, you can donate money to WPCA. It is public radio up here in Amory. Thank you to Bob Zock for engineering again, and Luann. Eddie, always fun to see you. And John
Turkleson. Thanks, John, so much.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Same here. We're thrilled to have you here. And we hope we can get you to come back again, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this has been lots of fun. So, again, we thank everybody for tuning in and listening. And we'll be back next week with one of our rebroadcasts. And the last Thursday will be our live show. So take care.